The Osgood File, sponsored by Kyocera, intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services that help your whole business be more productive. Total document solutions only from Kyocera. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. It turns out that Vladimir Putin may indeed be channeling the 19th century.
We forget, because we got so focused on the communist aspect of the Soviet Union, that Russia has always been very jealous about controlling the areas beyond Mother Russia itself.
Pulitzer Prize winner and Russia expert Hedrick Smith on why Vladimir Putin can't help but put the mother back in Mother Russia. After this from Charlie. Hedrick Smith, the former New York Times Moscow bureau chief and a longtime student of the Russian national psyche, says the invasion of Ukraine is a perfectly natural expression of Russia's ego.
Ukraine, Hungary, Poland, it sees all of those kind of as part of its sphere of influence, the same way we look at Latin America and with our Monroe Doctrine.
But it isn't just about national pride. It's also about that naval base on the Black Sea. Russia does have other large ports. However,
all of those have some problems in wintertime getting out to the world. And the Black Sea is open all the time. So the Russians, almost like your knee when your doctor taps your knee. It's a kind of an instinctive reflex. If you're going anywhere near that warm water port, we're going to step in and protect it.
In other words, there's no way Russia is going to allow any unfriendly government to control the Crimea. But should that bother us?
Let's just imagine for a moment that the Crimea broke away from the Ukraine and became part of Russia, which is frankly what I think is going to happen in the end. I don't see how that affects our national security at all.
So for those who are looking for a stronger Western military response?
I think that's dangerous bluster that leads nowhere.
Hedrick Smith on the Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.